George has hit code red again. A downright 2-8. Holding a walking bellow like he was the mighty and distant purge of the swatted ball on old Warner Brothers cartoons. All mouth and jangling tongue. Yawing toward the downtown skyline as designed by long, carnal rage. The curtains above him peel inward and fall quickly back in place, and George cuts the engine. Ghosts slouch beneath a nearby stoop of royals in the dojo, rocking to and fro, secretly intent, almost monkish. It's clear he's through with the kid stuff. No tears, no more of the same ageless sorrows, none of it. Any last grief will just have to wait until the bottom of that tall boy he's got hitched in his back pocket appears, you bet. It's clear there will be no more querulous fits for today. It's payback time. George's time. A daily shit starring George. Squat over a cardboard box, his face an opaque drift of frowns under a mess of clonal black hair. Gazing skyward and back, as though suddenly land weary and adoring the ocean's broader firmaments. The coastal bulkheads, lit pink and purple at their bellies, are coming in fast and with credible heft from the coast. And they hit the cipher in them. That shape he takes in sleep once the beer and day have done him in. A frozen and ponderous form of him. Looking as dead as those of shock-bombed cities. Slung, immobile,